We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Ayin Dal Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top. The first word on line is Koimitz, the end of that line. 8 lines from the top, from the word Ha at the end of the line. We learned that there's a pasuk that says, V'hoysla koyin kamincha. And the Tanakhama there learns, V'hoysla koyin kamincha teaches us, that the koyin himself could bring his own minchas choyte. He could bring his own minchas choyte. You know, even though you would say that a person can't bring kapar on himself, he could bring kapar on himself. But Rav Shimon learned that from that pasuk, his shita that he holds, that you do a kmitza on a minchas choyte of a koyin, even though a minchas choyte of a koyin, the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. What do you need a kmitza for? But he learns that, just like a minchas Yisrael needs a kmitza, here also, it needs a kmitza. And maybe eat it also, Shiraim eating also like a minchas choyte of Yisrael. No, it says, v'hoysla koyin kmincha, the din of a koyin. The koyin does kmitza. That part is the same. But the Shiraim Nechom is not the same. That's the drosh of Rav Shimon. But the Gemara goes back to the drosh of Tanakama. What do you need the pasuk v'hoysla koyin kmincha to say the koyin could do his own kapara? Ha shetei avodik shere boi mahach and nafka mahasim nafka. It's the first pasuk. The pasuk says, minayin, l'koyin sheba. That the Bryce says like this: Nine lekoyin shabal makim carbonos v'chaleis v'chal shah shiur. So how you know a koyin could bring his carbon whenever he wants, any type, any mishmar, any beisav, even if it's not his mishmar, his turn to do avoda, he's allowed to bring his own koyin whenever he wants. How do we know? Tom 11 says in the pasuk. If you read the beginning of the pasuk, it says v'chiyavei halevi ma'achad she'arecha v'kol yisrael shahu gar sham uva v'chol avas nafshe l'makom ashiyivcha Hashem. And this is one of the places where we call Kahanim Levim. And it says, he can come any time and bring a carbon. So what do you need the pasuk? It's the first pasuk, he can bring his kabanas any time he wants. So I want to know. That's dafka, something that comes for a chet. You would say, no, he can't be mechapa on himself. He can't be mechapa on himself. Therefore, kamash v'lon, this pasuk even can bring a minchas chayte. Break the Gemara. Have a different pasuk for that. The teacher says you can do a kapara on yourself. This is the pasuk. Chipa koyin al hanefesh hashay geges becheta b'shkaga. And there's extra words here. Becheta b'shkaga is extra. What's those words saying? She said chipa koyin al nefesh hashay geges v'nei Hashem. What's becheta b'shkaga? And we dash from those words. Melamed shakoyin mischaper adei atzmai. So we have another pasuk. One pasuk says he can bring carbon whenever he wants. I a chait. It's not a pasuk. What do you mean this pasuk? Why is like koyin kamincha? So the Gemara imahi have a mina hanimili b'shoygig. It's dafka b'shoygig, where he's not such a big rasha. Guys, a koyin is a shoygig. Avad is not a rasha trying to do tshuva here, but he's not an instrument to do something bad. He could bring a kapara. Of a mezid, there's certain times you can bring a kabanas b'mezid. Maybe if he did a very b'mezid, he can't bring a kapara on himself. A mezid loy kamas v'lon. You could bring a minchas choyte, even if he's a mezid, he could bring it for himself. When do you bring a mezid heichem eshkachas? When do you bring a carbon mezid? So one of the examples are zodin shua. By a shua, even if you did it on purpose, you made a shua sheker on purpose, or you knew that you didn't do something and you made a shua about that, that's an example of a zodin. I think another example is a case of edus also, which is also of a carbon earlier. Someone who swears that he doesn't know edus, he also brings a carbon, even if it's amazing. There's a few cases where you bring amazing. One of the cases is shua. I think the other case is also by edus as well, that there, shua, that there he made a shua, that he doesn't know edus. There also you bring this carbon over the yard, even with zodin, even with some purpose. So tomorrow of Akta, Tanya Yidah. We had in the Mishnah the Shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that Avada Michas Adava Vakayin is Kol Takter, the whole thing. You mak there on the mizbeach, no kmitza for sure. Minchas choyte as a drasha has a din kmitza, and but the shirayim also are burnt. But just do a kmitza, just to be like a head that's carbon, a head that's mincha. When I see is another shita, relez Rav Shimon. So Tanya Yidach, Rav Shimon Eimer Minchas choyte shal kaharim nikmetzes va'koyim is carved neatzmai va'shirayim kareim neatzmai. The koyim is carved neatzmai and shirayim is carved neatzmai. Rav relez Rav Shimon Eimer ha'koyim is carved ba'atzmai. A different shita. He says that by the minchas choyte, the koimitz is karav ba'atzmai, and the shirayim mispazrim abeis adeshen. What exactly does that mean? That's a shayla in the Gemara, exactly what that means. Gemara was going to ask momentarily. But you're not makta to both the same thing. It's mispazrim abeis adeshen. Omrav chiyam, ba'aba, havi be'rav yechen abeis adeshen deheicha. But which Beis HaDesh are you referring to? There is a Beis HaDesh on top of Nezbech, by the Tapuach, that's called Beis HaDesh also. It means on top of Nezbech, you had different Marachas, and you also had the Tapuach in the middle of the Mezbech. So maybe it means like this, the Kaimitz Kar Vatzmai, Vashurayim Mespazurim Beis HaDesh means on top of the Tapuach, Lamaila, on Mezbech. Either Lamaila, Hainu Avua, that's the same thing like his father, like Rav Shimon. I can tell you, maybe Rav Shimon means a regular Marachah, and he means Tapuach. I was very afraid that she didn't make a bet, says.
What's the difference?
So the difference is we put it on. Put on Beis HaDesh or on Maracha. May that be a difference. Zok Shizu Mekabet says that Pirish Shal Tapuach. Zahainu Avua. Rav Shimon Dama Kremitz Karv Latzma. Shraim Krem Latzmoin. Va'al Karchach Zok Shizu Mekabet says. Ainu Rosh Loim Shi Karv Al Maracha. Dim Kain. That's not Latzmoi. Zok the Shizu Mekabet says. Fear Rav Shimon. If the Dim was the Kremitz and the Shraim went in the same place, that's not called Karv Latzmoin. It must be, even for Rav Shimon, it's on a different place, on the Tapuach. So it can't be the Shita of Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon, that it means on the Tapuach. So, Hainu Avu, either Lamata, if it's Lamata, then Yesh Chodav Shikar Lamata, is there such thing as a mitzvah of Akhtara Lamata? And Pashto is learning now that the Michas Chayit needs Akhtara, needs a full Akhtara. That's not Akhtara Lamata. Now what does it mean Lamata? So it's Machlekes Rishonim. According to the Rashi in Kisvei Yad, you can see a quarter in Tosfos on top. He says, Pirish v'kuntris, tap, he says, al shefach adashen b'chutz, outside the azara. The kashem, kin, nifshel b'yotze, be possible yotze. Therefore, Tosis, look at the end of Tosis, he says, we're talking about makom shemanichim chumas adashen etzal kevesh. Next to the kevesh, you just put chumas adashen, it got swallowed up there. That's where you would put it. That's what the havim it'll be. Maybe lamata means there. We'll see, maybe it's maskono. But akuponim, Marzah asks a kash like this. That where are you putting it? Where's the Beis HaDesh? If it's Lamaila, it's the father. If it's Lamata, that's not called Haktara. Omale Rabab, what's the problem? Dimul Ibud, maybe Taka, when it says that Kalatia means that it goes to Ibud, right? So the Achikola, they laughed at him. Chiesh Chodav is a Krava. The Ibud is the thing is that it's called a Krava that you're just destroying, throwing it on the side of his back. Zog to Gemara, yeah. Gemara answers that it could be. Tani Avud Rabavin, the Pasuk says, Kol minchas koyin kol tia loisei ochel. That's what it says in the pasuk. The kol minchas koyin kol tia loisei ochel. And like Rashi explains that this pasuk is extra. What do you mean loisei ochel for? If it's kol tia, obviously not eating it. It's burnt. So we learn from here la achila hikashtia v'lo yodava acher. That we're comparing it to chavitim. Chavitim was the whole thing was burnt. We're comparing it to chavitim that it's. That there's no achila, but not that the whole thing, the whole minchas koyin is burnt. Maika amar, what maika amar? L'chayra, where it's l'chayra the pasuk says kol tia. How can you say that it's not completely burnt? It says kol tia. So to Gemara, amar baya hachik amar. You have to do a little sharfa mesa. You have to cut up this pasuk a little bit. Amar baya hachik amar. Kol minchas koyin. The really pasuk says, "Kamechas koyin kol tia lo siyachel." He says, "Kamechas koyin is going on the words and lo siyachel." That's chavasa. Chavasa only has not to be eaten. Kol tia, the word kol tia, which sounds like it's completely makiv, is nidvasa, is the nidava. That's what you do with this pasuk. Amalei Rava, sakine harifa mafska kroi. You're taking a knife and cutting out the middle of the pasuk and putting it somewhere else. How do you do that? So Rava says, "Pasuk." Amalei Rava, let's see, read the pasuk. Kamechas koyin kol tia. That's nidvasa. That's the nidava. So we're coming out that according to Rav Lezer of Shimon, he from this pasuk he saw that it can't be that it's completely makar of the whole thing. Because it says two things, kol tia lo siyachel. Lo siyachel sounds like it's extra words, so it must be dashing by itself because of that. Because it's extra lo siyachel, will dash it by itself. There's certain minchas of a kayin that's only lo siyachel. What is that by chayvasai? Kol minchas kayin kol tia is nidvasai. That's your learning up. Hello. Yes, so tomorrow is a kash of Epechana, maybe the opposite. How do you know which part of Pasuk one in the Dava, which part of the Mechaiva? Epechana, Mistavra, Nidvasa Havale Rabuye, Shekain Tediru. It's Mistavra that Nidava, you would be Marba, because now we know Minchas Chavitim, which is the Koyin's Mincha he brings every day, twice a day, morning and evening, that's completely burnt on Mizbeach. So it's Mistavra, Nedava is more similar, the Nedava is more similar to Chavitim. Why? Mistavra, Nedvasa, Havle, Rebuye, Shekain, Tadira, they're both Tadir. Nedava is all the time, and the same goes for the Chavitim. Loichot, it's not Fachet, and Basim, Reche, they both have Levoina. Both the Chavitim And Michis Davel Levoina. Mashenke Michis Choytei does not. It's not Tadira. You hope not. At least it's not a chait, and it's not have Levoina. Another pshat Bosom Reicha is it says Reich Nechoyach by Chavitim and it says Reich Nechoyach by Nadava. It doesn't say Reich Nechoyach by Michis Choytei. But Adraba Chayvasa Al Rebuyei. You should be married by Chayvasoi, which is similar to Chavitim. Shekini Isarin. They're both Isarin, and Nadava could be more than Isarin. And Nadava could be as much as you want. Shkini Sarin, and it's a chayva, and also it's both a chayva, both chavitim and mechatz chayt is chayva. So, well, hanach mefishim, Nadav has more things similar to chavitim than mechatz chayt. Nadav has three things, and mechatz chayt only has two things. Therefore, it's more mistavra to say that when it says kulei kolol is going on Nadav. So that's very good. Break my rabbanon. High call mechatz koyin kolti eloy siyachel mayavle. What do you do with this pasuk? Because the Rabbana learned that a Michas Chayte is the same thing like a Michas Adava. You bring the whole thing. The same thing for Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon also holds the same thing like a Michas Adava. It's Kulei Kolol. The only Shaila is to do a Kmitza not, and he learns that from the different Pasuk. So Taisa speaks out, the Maschel of Rabbanon, Rabbana Haiko Michas, Hainu Bein Rabbanon Rabbi Shimon, the Pliga Lad Rabbi Shimon. The question is, what do they do with the Pasuk? V'chol Michas Koyin Kolti Eloy Siyachel, Mayavle. So, we need it for the following Braisa. Like a time within a Braisa. Ainly, now there's two in the same parasha, in parasha Tzav, you have Chavitim, and then you have the din of Chol Michas Koyin Kol Ti Lo Siyachel. So the Gemara says, the Baraisa Darshins, Chavitim from Michas Koyin, and Michas Koyin from Michas Chavitim. Ainly, Elal Yoyna B'Kol, talk there, the Pasuk on top, which is talking about the Chavitim, says, Toktar, Shimakter. That's the Lashon Kol Toktar. And but Tachtonah B'Loy Siyachel, Tachtonah says, Kol Tia Loy Siyachel. Don't say really Toktar. How do you know that Kol Tia means to be Makter? And there's a Lav of Loy Siyachel on Chavitim, because don't say a Lav of Loy Siyachel, just says you have to be Makrovit, just maybe it's only Asay. Where do you have a Lav? Tamaloyma Kol Gzer Shava. Nema Kan Kol, Nema Halon Kol. It says by Chavitim Kol, it says by Michas Koyin Kol. Mala halom bekol toktar, afkam bekol toktar. Just like here it says, you have to mark there, you also have to mark there. Umak kan lit loisasa al chilosai. Just like by Michas Koyin, there's a loisasa al chilosai. Afkam by chavitim lit loisasa al chilosai. So therefore, that's what you use this pasuk for this gzerish shava, use it to have loisiyacha in both places and kol toktar in both places. That's fear of Bonner and Shimon. By Ravina. The halacha is, we're talking a regular shlom here, or chatos. Let's take a shlom, it's simpler. So a murim of a shlomim, you makir van ozbeach. Obviously the kohen cannot eat it. So let's say a kohen goes ahead and eats it. How many lavim is he chayav for? Mao. Lav de zarus, loy, come on boyle. It's not a shayla, top on base now. Now what does it mean lav de zarus? Rashi learns, it means the lav of me'ilo. Where it says in the pasuk by Truma, v'chol zar lo yoyachel kadesh, and Tosis of Masech Lav Dezarus has arichas on this, and he says, I just pasuk by Truma, what do you want from Kachem? So he says, no, we learn out chet chet mitruma, there's a special gzeres shava, chet chet mitruma, and that's the lav for me'ilah. We know all of Ashas, the lav for me'ilah comes from chet chet mitruma, is this lav. So the lav, if someone eats the emurim, he's chayav for me'ilah. That's pasuk the lav of me'ilah. Kikon v'yle, is there a lav the kol tia? Do you have the Isser of Kol Tia, which is really, we're supposed to say Kol Tia Loisi Achel, do you have the Lav Loisi Achel? Maybe everything that's supposed to be Makrev has a Lav Asercha, or maybe, no, it's only by Mincha, it's not by Murim. It says, you're right, Kol Tia Loisi Achel, that's Dafka by Mincha, who said by Murim? So Gemara says, my Omar Rav Aaron Lervina, Toshema, the Talmud of the Braisa, Rav Eliezer, my Kol Shub Kol Tia, it has the Lav. Litein loisasa al chilosai. From the extra word tia, it should have said kolil loisiyacha. What's tia? Tia says that everything that has to be kolil has the lav loisiyacha. So the bottom line is, if a koyin eats the emurim, which is not supposed to eat, you have two lavim, a lav for me'ila and a lav for kol tia. The chiddush, this din kol tia is this lav is on every single part of the carbon. It's supposed to be makriv. It's the issa loisiyacha. How do you know? From the extra word tia.